I think everyone who watched Phantom Menace grew up a little bit.
Yo, conceived as one, split into two. Gonna talk so much shit till the air goes blue. After, we're through. You're gonna wish you were monozygotic too. Just a couple of NIM pods up to no good. A couple of NIM pods up to no good. See what we're doing there? It's Nimrods. But it's a podcast with NIM pods. NIM pods.
Welcome to NIM pods. I am Dan Francis. One half of the NIM pod. Well, one half of the one egg. One egg twins. One half, but does about 80% of the talking. Whoa. The royal baby. Royal baby. Was born this week. What was his name? George Alexander Lewis or something. Costanza? Yeah. Pretty much. Like, would you call your kid George? Georgie? I'm assuming they're going to go with a middle name. Alexander. But it's got like common.
But it's got... Well, George is a common name, but it's
George was common like in the 50s.
It's a royal name though.
No, I know. I know you have to name your kid under a certain thing. They probably had like five choices.
I don't think you have to, but it's tradition, right?
I think they have to.
And I think William's pretty big on tradition, because, I mean, really, what does a royal family have other than that left? Like, I don't know. They don't really have a lot of power anymore.
Well, they have. I think they have power, but they don't like.
What's the fascination with the royal family?
The power.
Well. They're, you know, they had a kid and stuff. Like, I mean, that's great.
Did you see
but
this?
Why is it such a big deal?
Well, did you see
this? Why are people in love with the royals?
People, it's like celebrities. It's like people like the idea of something better than themselves. Something at a higher level. People like to have, like, people love the hierarchy.
Our parents were, and also my grandma Carol, she was big into the royals. But
I have no idea. Fossil family.
Fossil family?
I don't know. It's just like, it's people like the keeping with like the idea that there's the whole birthing into rights and stuff, like into like royalty. It's just like, it's the blood, the lineage and stuff. People like that. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's better than
got that. A fucking condom on there now. It's the weirdest comment. I don't know what this is like. CBC, huh? Makes sense. It's said that Alexander was said to be a favorite name of Kate's. But then they're like, they may even call him Bertie. They may call him Alex. It's hard to say what his nickname will be. It'll be something, though, because they love to do that. Like,
that's an official, like, CBC.
Yeah.
Like, that's not just
that's
a comment.
That's a quote, but it's from somebody. Mm. But, like, why? He will have a nickname. You know.
We're going to make damn sure he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't care.
Did you see that, like, joke article? I think it was on HuffPost, where it's like, woman gives birth to baby boy following 9 months of pregnancy.
that sounds like Onion or something.
No, I think it was a little more reputable, like Fox or TMZ.
So I don't really get it. It's more of like an Onion article.
I'm aware of what you're saying. I am aware of what you're saying.
I don't really... Like, is this like Children of Men? Is this Clive Owen writing this piece?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about now.
You have not watched Children of Men?
Well, no. I don't know what that reference is.
Oh, I was just referring to the fact that... Because there's no babies born. So that would be a big article in Clive Owen Children of Men.
Yeah, no, I get the idea. Okay, yeah.
I gotta explain it.
Sorry. Oh, man. That was bad. I get it now. I thought it was like...
So we were talking about earlier... In a previous podcast?
Yeah,
we were talking about how it's annoying. Annoying questions that twins get. Are we kind of like exhausting the twin thing? Like, that's the thing is, I always find that...
Second guess it?
That's all the people know us about, so are we kind of like...
Pandering?
Pandering.
Fan service?
Fan service.
Use your term.
No, I don't know. Maybe we haven't stopped and kind of like thought about it. It is like, I mean, all like, it is cool. Like, it's neat. Like, you know, you kind of have like a built-in like best friend. Like, I mean, not guaranteed, but for us, it's like, we've never had to worry about that kind of stuff. Like, you know, there's always a fucker around, right? And there's always like another guy to play a sport with or something. I think that's what really helped us and also kind of flourished with our love for sports is You know, even having another sibling that's a different age, it's just not exactly the same. Like,
no.
Growing up with some friends.
Well, we have a younger sibling that is nothing like us.
siblings.
Oh, siblings. No, but one that's close in age. Well, somewhat close. I mean, he's a little younger, but.
No, you always had somebody like to play pass with or anything. But know, there's, like, what I'm saying, with. There's no, like, there's no handicap. Because there's no reason why, like, you know, say if you play with a sibling, say, hey, let's go shoot hoops. And, you know, it's your sister and she's 3 years younger than you. Like, there's not really, you know, you're going to, for the most part. No, not necessarily. But,
well, how do you explain that I kicked your ass in pretty much every sport that we like?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just kind of like, it's not, not true. That's not true. But also the fact that. There is no, like, handicap with that. Like, there's no, like, you're, you know, you were clearly gifted, more gifted at sports with, like,
you again,
know,
how do you explain that I actually out of have 20 to get, sports. You have to actually have a handicap on most sports
no,
we play.
No, I don't. Typical Jay, more braggadocious, I would say, out of us.
A braggadocious?
Yeah, that's braggadocious. Okay. That's a braggadocious count as one. Well, it's actually three now.
That's so fucking bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's all right. Humble pie always wins. Humble pie Dan. Always tastes the sweetest.
Humble Dan, that's your name. That's what Krista calls you.
I don't know why that Jamie always brags about being better.
Yeah, Krista's always like, oh, that Jay, he's always so braggadocious.
Yeah.
You gonna name your kid George if it's a boy?
No. I can guarantee it probably will have a nickname. Because they always do that. Those crazy kids.
Yeah.
They always have nicknames. What's up with that?
Have you guys, what's your names?
We talked about it in our crossover podcast, Kristan.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of on right now for boy Cal. Just Cal, not Calvin or Caleb. It's actually named after...
Cal Ripken?
No, not Cal Ripken. James Dean's character in East of Eden. His name's Cal.
Not Calvin?
No, it's Caleb in the book, I guess. But he talks about how... What's with the crap at the end? Why can't I just be Cal? I don't want to be Caleb.
He says that in the movie?
I don't know. Book? I haven't seen or read East of Eden, so.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And then girls like Roslyn right now. I'm not totally in love with, but I'm starting to.
Rosie? I don't know. Sounds like a pink lady or something.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. I'm more of like, kind of like, we'll see when it's born. What its name will be. Kind of, I'm letting it to kind of what it feels like. I'm not a forcer. I don't want to force names.
Think our parents ever messed us up and like, I'm Dan and you're Jay? I always thought of that.
But it wouldn't matter. What would matter?
My thing is, because people ask that, and I think if they did that and did screw us up once, they probably did it twice.
Well, that's so, you would... But also, it doesn't really matter other than, I guess, our birth times. Really.
I don't even know our birth times. Like, I know.
No, no, but you being born first.
Oh, sure.
Like, I don't know. Does it really matter? And also, I guess, the names. But, like, who cares? Like,
I know it doesn't matter.
There's
but,
not
like,
really. Yeah.
It's just interesting.
I don't think they matter.
Do you know our parents?
Wow. No, they got a lot more loose.
A lot looser?
Later. I don't know. It's not something I really think about that much, but again, I guess those were one of those kind of annoying, like, twin questions. Like,
no, that was not annoying. That was more you actually have to think about.
Do you think, being a twin, do you think that we should have exploited a little more when we were in school?
Yes.
There is a question that I get a lot, but it's maybe not so annoying.
Did you guys ever other people, like... The other girl?
Or did you ever, like, screw around with your teachers and go, like, screw about with your... Not screw around with your teachers, no. No, mess around with, like, classes and it's like, I go to your math class and you go to my English class, stuff like that.
I always thought the girl thing was funny because it's like, well, if we had the chance, maybe.
Give us the chance and we could have tried it out. Yeah, I don't know.
Surprisingly, we weren't really ladies' men like in school.
I find that we kind of like got
more
this kind of like
lady man later.
Got this kind of thing where we, and I found this was really annoying, but like because it was just kind of playing pandering. It was just the whole, you know, someone would ask you out, and then you would say no, and then literally, like, within hours, like, I'm asked out.
Oh, as by like the same second pick.
Yeah, but it's just like in the draft. I don't really understand that. It's like, really, why couldn't you just pretend and like wait a week? Like, it happened a few times.
What do you think? I can't recall them, but like being number one pick all the times. There you go, braggadocious J. We're at a high count now, 5 or 6. Braggadocious. I love that word.
So we went. I went boating. I went like took a canoe out with sister Kate, Nimpet. Kate,
yeah,
and Nimpet Claire. That was a while ago now. I guess, like, it was on Canada Day, I believe.
And you guys got a horrible burn.
Yeah, actually, Kate got like kind of blew up. Her face kind of got. I mean, I got burnt, but it wasn't that bad.
No,
she kind of expanded her face a bit for a few days. It was kind of weird. But anyway, I totally forgot about this, but we basically ran into a couple on the beach.
Oh yeah, what were they doing?
Fucking. Sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Kind of jealous. It was really interesting. It was weird because like we stopped and we got out and we just kind of walked the boat, and they saw us. Mm-hmm. They stopped doing what they were doing, fooling around. They're just kind of fooling around, and then like clearly saw us and they were like embarrassed and stuff. And then we just walked like not that far, like maybe 100 meters in the water. Like we were out a little bit, but we were like close to the beach, and they just continue.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe thinking that we just like left, but we kind of swam around there for a bit.
Just continue with the
yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. Just went all the way.
It's hot.
Yeah. Kind of jealous.
You never did. Have you ever done the beach?
I don't really remember. I can't really.
Oh, you'd remember if you did.
Nah, it's like it's all sandy and stuff. Just it's
oh
never
my
really,
god,
it's
you're
never
such,
really like it's not.
You're
I don't
such
know.
A whiner. You
well,
know, there's something called a towel, like a blanket or a towel you can like lay
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but that's just nah. Beach is not really. It's not my bag.
Outside's my bag. I like outside. Anything outside. Air on your Mister.
Air on your Mister.
Yep.
What's the most public place you've not like I want to know this. Maybe the fans do. It's mm-hmm. a little bit of fan service.
We have wives that listen to this cast.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Mine does. Well,
I barely listen to them. I thought it was interesting.
So, a little while ago, Mook stormed out in an episode. He hasn't been back. He
came back for Puck That.
He did come back for Puck That.
Episode,
but he was very...
he was in it for like 5 minutes.
What do you think is wrong with Mook? Like, he doesn't... Do you think he likes Chinwagon? Does he like a good Chinwagon?
He likes it.
But I don't understand why he gets very... why do you think he's the way he is? I think he should do a podcast that he's the host.
He hosts.
Can you imagine if you were listening to Mook's cast and it's like, hey guys, I'm Mook. I'm going to be talking about tech stuff. We're talking
never,
about
never happened.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, my head would explode if he was like that.
And like, he didn't tell us about it.
Yeah, he just did it on his side. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's got a good mic setup and stuff. He could literally be making it right now.
Yeah.
He's just never been like that.
Never.
He's one of these guys. I think he's like, he doesn't give a shit about what people think, but he does. He really cares what people think. Like, that's why he's kind of a little more. I don't know. Mook is definitely not one of us.
Well, I mean, he's related to us.
Mooks are his own little. He's his own.
That's why I called him an impet before. He didn't like that. His long hair would
confuse.
Confuse the
other
person.
The confusion. So you're going to Tofino, coming up here.
Yeah.
You're going with the Lundstroms.
Yeah, the whole dang gang.
Yeah.
Dang gang.
So I imagine just like a lot of booze up.
It's gonna be a bit of a booze up.
Cool. How many nights? A few nights. What's your best memory? What do you know? What's your best?
Oh,
best story.
I like. We spent two good chunks of two summers in our early 20s. Me and you there, roughing it, horribly roughing it, working at a campground.
Oh yeah, what year was that?
I think it was like
02 and 03.
Yeah.
Something like that. My biggest best memory about those times,
maybe not my best Tofino memory, but it has really nothing to do with Tofino. It was, I believe it was summer 03, and we had very little internet connection. I mean, at this time, obviously no phones. It's kind of hard to think about, like,
yeah.
This is only 10 years ago.
Barely any internet, really.
The internet was even really scant.
Well, I mean, like, in Tofino, it was tough.
Yeah.
There was no Wi-Fi or anything.
But we had these little bikes. So we were working at this campground in Tofino, which is actually closed down now. But we were working there kind of, you know, under the table and stuff. It was just, it was a lot of fun. But, you know, just kind of fucking around, really. Like, but every morning we'd go and grab, like, the paper. Like, this is... People don't do this now. Well, like, I mean, I guess the older lot kind of still do that. But for the most part, people just jump online and figure out news and stuff.
Still read the paper.
Yeah, no, but it's not...
It's not as big, no.
But. I mean, it's definitely less... Anyway, we had these little crappy bikes we had found. And we were driving around. Like, just little bikes we drive around on. To whip around the campground. Because, you know, it was fairly big.
We got those bikes out of a dumpster.
Did we?
Yeah, two people. They're like two bikes that people they threw.
Awesome.
Up, and I don't even think we fixed them up.
We'll have to get into our Tofino stories because there's some fun ones. But yeah, we drove up to get the paper, and we'd found out that Vancouver was getting the 2010 Winter Olympics. So like, quite a ways off there. But I remember like freaking out, going, "Oh man, this is so awesome!" And this is like so far off, right? Yeah. You know, 6 or 7 years. In the future, we're going to get the Winter Olympics, but I just remember that moment being, like, pretty... I think it was just kind of, like, because we were so... not cut off. We were, you know, semi-cut off, and it was just kind of like that, oh, we got it! Like, it was, like... It was... It must have been, like, reading paper... The paper, like, say, like... I mean, obviously, not the significance, but, like, you know, like, the war is over, and you're reading it, and you're like, oh, my God! Like, you know what I mean? It's not, like, that instant.
And I remember when that happened, when that was announced, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna be like 28. I'm like, whoa, that's forever. That's like gonna be forever.
I remember
like 3 years ago.
I remember when
4 years ago,
talking about that kind of thought. I remember distinctly remember talking about, I think Phantom Menace was just coming out, and that was like 99, and I guess we would be 17, 18 at that time. 17. And we went for a walk, and we were talking about how by the end of the new trilogy, we were going to be like 25. And we would be like, man, we're so old when this comes out. Like, we're going to be old men when this whole trilogy is done.
Yeah.
I think after watching Phantom Menace, we aged 25.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think everyone who watched Phantom Menace grew up a little bit.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
They aged. Prematurely aged. Every time you watch it, you gain 5 years. It's
gray hair, too.
Yeah, gray hair.
Quickly gray hair came.
What is the worst? Because Phantom Menace is not the worst of the trilogy, is it? The new trilogy. I think Attack of the Clones is the worst. Is that the second one? Yeah, because I think Revenge is the best. But still terrible.
No! I don't even think I saw Attack of the Clones, the second one.
I can barely remember. Maybe I'm saying Revenge because I can remember it the most.
Yeah, it's the freshest.
I've talked to people before, but man, I just don't understand why. Okay, first, it shouldn't even be about Anakin. And why start with him so young? Just fucking start with him. He's like getting there. He's already on the verge of kind of like the first movie. He turns it, like he's turning to the dark side in the first one by the end. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting tempted. Second one's kind of like his turmoil. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, he's like Vader. And he's fucking Vader in the third one. And he's like, how much would you skeet everywhere? If the third Revenge of the Sith was Vader cutting Jedi down 2 hours of that Man of Steel esque. Buildings exploding.
Good work.
No, but seriously, that's all you want to see. That last shot in out of the whole fucking trilogy of Vader stepping off the gurney thing. That's what you wanted to see the whole time.
Like, why couldn't we see Vader in actually his prime too? Like, where he's like still a young man, but he's in the Vader suit and he's just cutting down Jedi. That's what I want to see. And I would wait 2 movies to get my kind of build to that, but not three crappy movies to build to just that one anticlimactic end. Mm-hmm.
When you really think of it,
really drop the ball.
Yeah. And okay. Like you look at Vader and like, I mean, obviously like one of the biggest well-known villains of all time. And then his origin, basically it's really literally like one shot, isn't it? Or like one end scene where he's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, the last 10 minutes.
He could just be, I think, just simply that one shot where he's like goes down to his knees and he's just like, you know, whatever.
I don't think he really goes to his knees.
He does. I'm pretty sure he does. I mean, maybe I just visualize it that way now. But you have this badass villain and the whole 3 movies have built this guy up. Why wouldn't he be like, it's such a weird way to go. It's like, oh no, shit, I'm a bad guy, or I'm Vader now. He should be completely cold, calculated monster now. And he's like, he shouldn't even say anything. It'd just be like, I'm Vader.
Well, like, why couldn't it? Like, I know that could be, makes no sense to any kind of Star Wars fan, because I'm not like this hardcore Star Wars fan. But isn't that what we waited 3 movies for? For him to be fucking cold Vader?
That's why I'm saying a 3rd movie with Vader cutting fucking
Jedi. But it doesn't
Jedi
make any
down.
Sense, because it's like, you built up 3 movies to make him a fucking pussy in the end. Like, Jake Lloyd pussy.
But he would know more badass
when he was 6.
He would know, like, the thing is, he would know that Padme died. So it should be, Padme, she's dead. And then Vader's like,
he should already know that. Absolutely.
But just like, you do it just like Harrison Ford did, though, as Han Solo. I love you. I know. You know what I mean? Kind of like a little, little nod, like.
No, but like, or if he just doesn't say anything, because he would know. He would feel that in the Force, would he not? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
But, we really missed out. I just want to see, seriously, I just want to see even half a movie of Vader, like, in his prime, cutting down Jedi. Obviously, throw a little story in there, but...
Yeah.
But also, the trilogy to actually... to explore Anakin's story, I think that was wrong. Because you have this force. In the original trilogy, you have such a force with Vader, right? He's just like this unstoppable machine kind of thing, right? That's it. Why would you destroy that mystique?
Yeah.
It is not the way to go. I don't know. But I mean, again, that's just my opinion.
So hear about this, like, we're getting very newsy in here sometimes, but like this whole George Zimmerman thing.
Oh yeah,
obviously that, like, he got off basically.
Yeah, and just, there's riots.
Hear about this
riots
thing
going on, right?
I don't know. I think it's died down now, but
protests.
Did you
protests.
Hear about this story where he saved a kid, some people, like a rollover van.
When's this?
This
After?
Is like a couple days ago.
He did?
Yeah. But now it's came out that...
Made up.
It's not made up. I guess he did come to the scene and help out and stuff.
Okay.
But his, like, cop buddy or something, or they had some kind of know where the guy...
Tipped him off about it.
And
he came to, like,
yeah,
save face, like?
Yes. He's like,
oh,
George,
wow.
Get down here and save these, like
it'll make you look
make
good.
An appearance. It'll make you look good.
Wow.
Could you imagine, like... I just don't get people's. It's just so weird in so many ways. It's like, it's just like, I don't know. Hard to say what that is like about. Like, what is it?
I don't know. People are kind of disgusting.
It's just like, yeah, but like we really do live in a world that. Like, that is not out of the question. Like, that actually happens. That kind of scenario.
Yeah, it makes you embarrassed for the human race.
I don't know. It's just that I don't know. I watched a really, going back to the sports thing, There's always some kind of sports sprinkle in these things. I watched, I believe it's called June 17th, 1994. July 17th.
Is that the...
The documentary about a very monumental day in sports altogether. There's like Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open round. It had the New York Rangers celebrating a cup win over the Canucks. It was like their parade day. It was also a big in NBA. It was like the Knicks were in the...
a game was played in the NBA?
A game was played in the NBA.
Some team won a game, a basketball game, in the last minute.
Something like that.
Oh, cool.
I think they tied the series or something. What else was there? There was like... Oh, there was a football game. A big one. It was like a... Did he actually get into the football game? But it was like a Rose Bowl or something. And,
But when was the riots?
And then it was also the day OJ ran from police.
Really?
All in one...
That was all the same day.
There's other ones, too, that I'm missing out on, but I forget.
94 was... For some reason, 94... Like, I mean, obviously with the Canuck run, was it sticks out, but... 94, that's what it kind of felt like. A lot was kind of like, but it's weird. It was coming to a head, like a lot come bubbling over. But like,
you know, being 12 at the time, it wasn't like, you don't really think of it until you like, oh man, there's a lot of stuff happened.
Well, 94 always sticks out to me. Like,
yeah, but they say this one day was like where everything kind of just aligned, where like they had a guy like in the twilight of his career, a guy, a legend that was like... turned out to be a monster. Like a huge celebration where 54 years of drought, the cup win. And then, so it was like, it was really interesting, but it's done in a way where it's like, there's no like talking heads. There's no people going like, oh yeah, this was a big day, blah, blah, blah. It was just footage. It's all it is. It just kind of played out.
Oh yeah, that's kind of cool.
It was interesting. It's actually the guy who did it is directed, The Kid Stays in the Picture.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I forget the guy's name, but he's an old guy.
Well, The Kid Stays in the Picture. Is that a documentary? No. No, it's a biopic.
A biopic? And I'm not too sure. But I know the title, but I don't really know what it's about. But anyway, it was interesting. It was but the whole OJ thing is crazy. Like, it's funny because they contrasted it with like Arnold Palmer, like, you know, frail old man like playing his last US Open holes and stuff. And, I don't know, it was kind of weird, because, like, it really, like, shat on his end of his career, really, like, because it was all about OJ, like, they even, in the telecast of the golf, they're like, oh, yeah, OJ Simpson's been, like, it was that big, right? Like, it was a huge deal. And, yeah, it was weird.
We started by talking about the royal family, right? Well, talk about overshadowed, Dennis Farina, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but he died on the day the baby was born.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I it's weird, because that night, I caught a little bit of Snatch on TV. It was on TV.
Because of that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it was, like, before?
And, before? I'm pretty sure Dennis Farina is in it, right?
Yeah, he's in it.
And, I remember I got to watch Snatch again, because, like, I haven't seen it since... I think we went to the theater to see it, and I haven't seen it since. It's
been a while.
But, yeah, Hell of a guy. Like, he actually was a cop for like 19 years before he was an actor. Like, yeah. He got into the game way late.
Like, Get Shorty, I think was his
He started movie. As like a consultant on a movie, as a cop consultant. And then he was cast in that movie as kind of like a glorified extra cop. And then he kind of just went from there because he had the look. He totally looks like a cop.
Yeah.
He either played a cop or like a gangster, that's what they said. But yeah, so rest in peace, Dennis Farina.
It's like 60 something.
You know, I mean, the baby's interesting, I guess, for some people. But let's not let that overshadow. You know, for the 10 people that'll listen to this podcast. yeah, I love character actors like that. Like, I'm
he was in Lock, Stock, wasn't he? Maybe not. Maybe it was just in Snatch.
But I like character actors like that. Like, I love the workman actor. Like, the one, it's his job. Mm-hmm. And it's not meaning in any like slight on them, like, you know, they're still hell of, you know, great actors, but like they treat it like they're glad to be there. Like they could be doing a crummier job for less pay. Mm-hmm. Like I there's a lot of actors like that, but they don't get their fair shake. But who cares? Like, what is a fair shake? Like becoming like this fucking idol. Like I would much rather be a Dennis Farina than a Johnny Depp any day.
Did you hear about this? There's a sacred thing in hockey where you can't stand on the logo in the locker room, right?
Everybody
knows that.
I didn't know that, but
like you get the locker room,
I understand it's like a dressing room,
no, but it's like usually kind of like a circle,
yeah,
and then like in the middle is the logo, and you can't touch it, like
okay,
kind of like the cup thing, you can't touch the cup, like.
But your whole, like, the home arena's logo, obviously.
Yeah, like, let's say, like, you play for the Canucks.
Yeah.
You
can't step on the logo. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, okay. Oh. And then the story's because it makes sense then.
Well, it does make sense, because people understand what you're talking about.
Other than you.
I can follow.
No, I know.
Don't step on the logo.
What I'm saying is that real hockey fans will know.
Okay, here we go. That's what I thought. Braggadocious. Braggadocious J.
I'm not braggadocious. Come on. I'm just fucking calling you out.
Yeah, you're making a career in calling me out. I admitted that I didn't know.
A career is when you get paid. But Justin Bieber, for some reason, like, why is this even a thing? But he goes to Chicago, like, obviously they just won the cup, right? And the cup's there in the locker room. He has to, like, Instagram the fucking Stanley Cup, so he stands right on the logo and the cup's, like, off to the side. And, like, it's so funny. There's this picture, and it's like, you can see there's, like, other people, like, suited guys beside him, and they're not touching the logo, but just Bieber's there with his fucking biggie pants, and he's, like, taking a picture just by himself, like, of the thing, but he's, like, standing right on the Chicago logo.
Yeah.
You can almost see the guys kind of, like, laughing or, like, going, like, oh, like, oh my God, like, what's he doing? And, like, I don't know. It's funny with Bieber because he's just, like,
He's got the keys to the kingdom.
He's got a master
key to everything.
And supposedly, like, he's gonna go. He's in Boston, like in Boston.
Madison's
no,
Boston Garden.
Boston Garden. Where? Yeah, maybe it's called something else now. But he's going there for a concert the next day or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they
they're gonna tape up the logo, put a big tarp over it.
They're put a fence around it.
A Bieber fence?
A Bieber fence.
That's awesome. It only has to be like a foot tall, right?
Yeah. No, it's... yeah. That's what they said they were going to do because, like, he's the douche.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just no Biebers. Kind of like a face.
Yeah.
But really, that
kid
is
like...
Why
even let him in the locker room? Like, why is that? Why is that a thing? Oh, so he can Instagram the Stanley Cup that you won? Like, grown men won? And you want this 18-year-old, whatever how old he is?
Well, what do you mean? What's his age have to do anything?
But why does he have so much clout that he can just go into the locker
room?
Because
he's got a master key to everything.
No, but like...
That's what happens when
you're like... Why would you even want... Like, wouldn't you want to be the team that kicks out Justin Bieber from his place? Like, you always see him, like, at a fucking Toronto Maple Leaf game. And he's got a Maple Leaf jersey. He's, like, with Bieber on the back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why does he... Like, I understand his following. But his following is not hockey fans, not anybody, you know? Like,
well, I mean, to say they're not hockey fans, I mean, 13-year-old girls can be hockey fans.
Okay. Sure. Okay. But it's just, like, and don't get me wrong, I've defended Bieber for, like, a while. But the stuff he's been doing lately is just, like pissing in McDonald's or whatever restaurant...
I heard about this one.
Like, what a douchebag. Like, holy moly.
But, like, calling Bieber a douchebag is kind of like, yeah. We all know that.
It's like it's like calling the kettle hot or whatever.
It's black or whatever that term is.
No, calling the kettle black is different.
I think it's the same.
No, it isn't, actually. It's different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because you're saying, if you say that... If you want an explanation, if you're saying...
This is the classic Dan moment
here we go. Why do you have to call me out? I'm just explaining to you what that means. Calling the kettle black would be if you're as bad as Bieber, right? You're calling out Bieber, but you're just as much of a douche. That's calling the kettle black. Because that, you know...
Sure, I get it.
So in a way, You are right. But Colin, someone tell it back.
Well, I don't have 3.5, 13 million Twitter followers, so it's not.
Then you hear that, like, he's got the highest percentage of bots and, like,
oh, really?
Paid people, like, that they don't exist.
Oh, wow.
To be their followers? They actually have, like...
What bugs me is, I mean, I now have a cell phone, so I probably be guilty of this, so I'm basically...
Calling Caleb Black?
Yeah. Is, yeah, that's a right time to use it.
I got a point in Dan's,
No, because, it's, like, I probably would Instagram the cup. Now that I have a phone, I can take a picture and stuff. But it just bugs me how everything has to be...
Instagram?
Like, everything's just like a status update. Everything's like, why can't we just enjoy stuff? Like, I went to this concert a few years ago now, and the opening act was what are those guys? Cage the Elephant were the opening act, and he was actually great. If you ever want to see a band, see Cage the Elephant. They're like live, like they were great. But the lead singer, I don't know his name, but he comes down into the crowd and stuff. And he's all, like, getting into the crowd. You know, it was pretty awesome. But this dude grabs, like, he's basically got a couple arms around him and stuff. And I saw this one guy, he grabs the lead singer, like, around the shoulder. Kind of does, like, a selfie with his phone. And, like, stuff's still happening, like, he's still singing and stuff, and Buddy looks at the phone to make sure he's got the shot. But, like totally, like, takes his hand off the guy, like, goes into his corner, looks at the picture to make sure he's got it. Like, that is what's wrong. Like, why can't, like, would you fucking dare to do that in, say, the 60s or 70s? Like, you'd be slapped for doing that. Like, if that was, like, fucking The Who or something...
Yeah, you'd be a time traveler.
Well, yeah, you couldn't see what you shot. I guess that's a moot point. That's true. Well, that comes full circle. We can go to the Timons. They use the Timons. Yeah. At a Jay-Z concert, you transcend time.
Yeah.
No, but, like, that's what I mean, this is what... It really bugged me. And it obviously, like, stuck with me because I still remember it. It happened a few years ago. But I just... Just the sheer... like, terror on this kid's face that, like, he didn't get the shot. But, like, why can't just being there in, like, in the moment, where that moment will only exist in time in there ever, that, like, why does it have to be fucking Report. Instagrammed?
It's just the way we live.
That kind of shit really bugs me. Like,
wait, let me just take an Instagram of that.
That moment?
Yeah. No, I get it, but it's just the way the world works now.
And I find
it's the way that we raise our kids.
No,
we're old people now, Dan. Like the way we were raised and the way like the world works now, it's a totally different world. Like we're old.
Well, don't get me wrong. You can use all that stuff good and well. Like building businesses or building like you know, staying in contact with people. Like I love it all. Don't get me wrong, but it's just, there's aspects to it. There's a dark side to everything.
Yeah.
And it's not like dark, it's not dark evil shit we're talking about, but it's just it's stuff that really kind of gets under my skin.
Yeah.
Like, just enjoy the moment. Like, how about just have like a day where you don't have to Instagram something? Don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be a status update. Why can't it just live in your mind? Just live in your mind, guys.
I'm sorry, my pets are cute sometimes.
When they're all bowled up together and my cat, my dog.
That was a pretty good picture.
That's probably a good send-off.
That's a good send-off.
I'm Jamie, and thanks for listening, if you ever listen to this. And, yeah, just... That being said, Instagram that shit.
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram, how about this?
Instagram
a picture of nothing. Nothing's happening. Not like a pretty ocean. Not a pretty flower, just something, just nothing.
I want to see an Instagram of somebody listening to this podcast.
Yes, but that's doing something. But yeah, that kind of idea.
Be like driving to work or walking.
Yeah,
to work.
Yeah. I just want like, and just haggard and like no framing. I want the worst framing. I just want just a moment of nothing. Capture a moment of nothing. Hashtag moment of nothing.
Let's see this blow up. Oh, yeah, okay.
You get one vote. What was the hashtag?
Moment of nothing.
Moment of nothing. Okay, I'll do it.
Does it count if I do it?
Yeah, you can start it.
Okay.
Of course you can. I'll probably start it too. Moment of nothing. We'll get this going.
Till next time.
Till next time. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jimmy.
Later.